Gita Madhurya, Chapter 15. In response to Arjun's questions, those devotees who ever earnest worship thee and those who worship the imperishable and the unmanifested, which of them are better versed in yoga? The Lord declared the former to be superior to the latter. In the fifth verse, the Lord, while comparing the two, declared, "The difficulty of those whose thoughts are set on the unmanifested is greater, for the goal of the unmanifested is hard to reach by the embodied beings." How to overcome this difficulty? This topic, as well as the description of the Absolute, has been given in the 13th and the 14th chapters. In the 21st verse of the 14th chapter, Arjun asked, "What are the marks and conduct of him who has transcended the three modes, and how does he transcend them?" In response to this, the Lord described the marks and conduct of the person who has transcended the three modes in verses 22nd to the 25th, while in the 26th verse, he explained unswerving devotion as the means to transcend the three modes for the devotees who worship God with attributes. It means that the devotee who has exclusive devotion to God, who totally depends upon Him, transcends the three modes easily. The expression avyabhicharena bhakti yogena stands for freedom from dependence on the world through the path of devotion. The term yah stands for the soul, while the term mama stands for God. So, in the 15th chapter, there is the description of these three subjects in detail. Man, or soul, being a fragment of God, is transcendental, but he is bound because of his identification with, attachment to, and for the body or the world, which are the evolutes of the modes. He is not liberated from these modes so long as he does not know the Lord, who has transcended the modes. Therefore, the Lord introduces the 15th chapter in order to explain His glory and secret to enable a striver to cultivate unswerving devotion. A man or soul is a fragment of God, and so he has his affinity only for God. But by error, he assumes his affinity for the body, senses, mind and intellect, etc., which are evolutes of nature, only by regarding them as I or mine. This is the main stumbling block to exclusive devotion. In order to remove this stumbling block, the Lord, in the first five verses of the 15th chapter, having described the universe as a people tree, exhorts Arjun to cut it down as under with the axe of dispassion. Arjun said, "You are the abode of Brahma, of immortality, etc. Then who is the abode of this world?" Sri Bhagavan said, "I am the abode of this tree in the form of the world too. This tree, or the world, has its root above and branches below. It is called Ashwat, or people tree, because it is not today as it was yesterday. It is called imperishable because its origin or its end is not known, and it ever flows. The actions with their fruits mentioned in the Vedas are called its leaves. One who knows this tree in reality is the knower of the Vedas." Arjun said, "What type of tree is it, O Lord?" Lord Krishna said, "The branches of this tree, nourished by the three gunas of sattva, raj and tam, spread in the lower, middle and upper worlds. Five sense objects of sound, touch, form, taste and smell are its buds or tender leaves. Thinking of the sense enjoyments is the sprouting forth of the new tender leaves. But the root of the branches of this tree is this world of human beings, because the fruit of actions performed in this human life is reaped in all the worlds or births." Arjun said, "What are the characteristics of this tree?" Lord Krishna said, "Its nature, true and beautiful as it seems, is actually not perceived on serious thought, because it has neither beginning nor end nor even existence." Arjun said,
then what should the man do to renounce this affinity? Lord Krishna said, the man, cutting down this tree or world with its branches of identification, attachment and desire, etc., with the formidable weapon of dispassion, should seek the supreme state or God. Arjun said, what should he do if he cannot seek the supreme state, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, he should seek refuge in the primal person, having reached whom one never returns, and from whom has emanated this beginningless flow of creation. Arjun said, what happens if one seeks refuge in the primal person? Lord Krishna said, one who seeks refuge in the primal person becomes free from pride and delusion. By conquering the vice of attachment, he becomes free from evils such as the sense of mind, etc., and his desires completely disappear. He constantly dwells in God, and becoming free from the pairs of opposites known as pleasure and pain, attains the imperishable state. Arjun said, how is that imperishable state, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, neither the sun, nor the moon, nor fire can illumine it, and having reached which, men do not return. That imperishable state is my supreme abode. Arjun said, why do men not return? Lord Krishna said, the Atma or soul in the body is an eternal portion of myself, and therefore, having reached me, it does not return. But it commits an error that it accepts the mind and the five senses, the evolutes of Prakriti, as its own. Arjun said, what happens when it accepts the mind and five senses as its own? Lord Krishna said, as the wind carries away odors from their sources, even so the Jivatma or embodied soul, accepting itself as the lord of the body, snatching the mind and the senses from the body which it casts off, migrates into the body which it acquires, that is, it takes birth and dies again and again. Arjun said, what does the Jivatma do there, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, this Jivatma or embodied soul, depending on the mind through the five sense organs, the ear, the eye, the skin, the tongue and the nose, enjoys the sense enjoyments of sound, form, touch, smell and taste, having attachment. Arjun said, what is the result of sense enjoyments with attachment? Lord Krishna said, the soul, departing from the body or dwelling in the body or enjoying the objects of senses, remains detached and unconnected. But the ignorant people who enjoy the objects of senses do not know this reality. Arjun said, then who knows it? Lord Krishna said, those who possess the eye of wisdom know it in reality. Arjun said, whose eye of wisdom is open and whose is closed, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, those striving yogis who have purified their hearts, that is, have attached importance to the ever attained, are able to know the self dwelling in their hearts, that is, their eye of wisdom is open. But those ignorant people who have not purified their hearts in spite of endeavors perceive him not, that is, their eye of wisdom is closed. Arjun said, what is that self? Lord Krishna said, that self is I, the light which residing in the sun illumines the whole world and which exists in the moon as well as in the fire. Know that to be my light. It means that I, in the form of light in the sun, the moon and fire, illumines the whole universe. Arjun said, O Lord, what other actions do you perform? Lord Krishna said, entering the earth, I sustain all beings by my power, and becoming the sapid moon, I nourish all herbs. Arjun said, what other actions do you perform? Lord Krishna said, becoming the fire which dwells in the bodies of living beings and associated with the prana and apana breaths, I digest the four kinds of food, that is, masticated, sucked, licked and swallowed. Arjun said, O Lord, what is your specialty? Lord Krishna said, I am installed in the hearts of all. Memory, wisdom and ratiocinative faculty etc. emanate from me alone. It is I whom the four Vedas seek to know. I am the author of the Vedanta as well as the knower of the Vedas. Arjun said, You are installed in the hearts of all. Who are they all? Lord Krishna said, In the world, there are two kinds of Purushas or entities, perishable and imperishable. The bodies of all beings are perishable, while the soul is imperishable. Arjun said, Is there anyone else also distinct from these two? Lord Krishna said, Yes, the Supreme Person is distinct from both. He is called Paramatma or the Supreme Soul, and He sustains the three worlds and is designated as the imperishable Lord. Arjun said, The Supreme Person is distinct. Then, O Lord, who are you? Lord Krishna said, O brother, I am the Supreme Person. I am beyond the perishable matter and superior to the imperishable soul. Therefore, I am known in the world as well as in the Vedas as Purushottam or the Supreme Person. Arjun said, What is the benefit a man derives by knowing you as Purushottam, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, O Bharat, undeluded devotee who knows me as the Supreme Person knows all, that is, nothing remains to be attained by him. He worships me with undivided devotion, that is, he worships me with his whole being. Arjun said, Then why do all people not worship you with their whole being? Lord Krishna said, O sinless Arjun, this teaching imparted to you is most secret. By knowing this, nothing remains to be known, to be done, and to be attained by my devotee. End of chapter 15.